Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Monday of the sixth week in Ordinary Time, and from Canada we hear from Sister Magdalene Coughlin, a contemplative nun in the Queen of Peace Monastery in Squamish, British Columbia. Sister Magdalene's preaching is entitled, Do We Know Him?
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The Pharisees came to Jesus and began to argue with him, asking him for a sign from heaven to test him. And he sighed deeply in his spirit and said, Why does this generation ask for a sign? Truly I tell you, no sign will be given to this generation. And he left them, and getting into the boat again, he went across to the other shore. Just think, for example, about a young woman who has met a wonderful young man, the one she's been looking for all her life. And he too has found the one. And she brings him home to introduce him to her family. And what do? They ply him with questions. Dad wants to know, where do you work, son? And where did you go to school? And what university did you graduate from? And are you a frat man? And Mom wants to know, how many brothers and sisters do you have? And what is your mother's maiden name? And on and on. But they have hardly looked at the boy. They have hardly paid any real attention to him. And he's standing there right in front of them. I think maybe this is what Jesus means. He was in the world that had its being through him, St. John the Evangelist tells us, and the world did not know him. There he was, standing before them, and they totally miss him. They do not come with clean hearts. They come to challenge, to fight, if you will. So he looks at his questioners and he sees their closed minds and hearts. It shows on their faces. I think that Jesus was terribly sad at that moment. How about us? Do we need signs? Or do we see Jesus and do we believe? He has given us the wonderful gift of the Eucharist so that he can be really here and present with us daily if we want. I often think that was a work of sheer genius on his part. Now, we believe this, don't we? This belief in his real presence for us has persisted in the Catholic Church for more than 2,000 years. Now, no stories, no memories of great persons throughout history have ever even pretended to make that person present to us today. Think Beethoven, for example. He is a wonderful memory. We love his music, but we don't experience his real personal presence, right? No. This real presence of Jesus that we experience whenever we at Mass, we are at Mass, or in prayer times when we're really looking for Him, this is no mere memory. It's a wow. So, you know, dear friends, we don't need a sign. Why? Because we have the reality. So clearly, it's important to Jesus that you and I recognize Him. If we seek Him, He will let us find Him. So let's not miss Him. God bless you.